This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the railways are undergoing a transformation with the promotion of Make in India. He said modern coaches are being developed for metros and railways. Mr. Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various railway projects through video conferencing. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. He also laid the foundation stone of Raigada Railway Division building of East Coast Railway and inaugurated the Challapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met Microsoft company's Chief Executive Officer Satya Nadella in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness over Microsoft's ambitious expansion and investment plans in the country. He added that during the meeting, they both discussed various aspects of tech, innovation and artificial intelligence. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. They assessed the significant advancement in the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership over the last 4 years, especially in the key areas of technology, defense, space, civil nuclear, clean energy, semiconductors and AI. Mr. Modi reaffirmed his commitment to continue to deepen close cooperation between the two democracies for the benefit of the people of the two countries and for the global good. Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed sadness at the death of District Reserve Guard DRG soldiers in an IED blast in Bijapur of Chhattisgarh. On a social media post, Mr. Shah extended his condolences to the families of the soldiers. He assured that the sacrifice of the soldiers will not go in vain and Naxalism will be rooted out from India by March 2026. Home Minister Amit Shah will launch Bharat Pol portal developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi tomorrow. The Bharat Pol portal will streamline the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other color-coded Interpol notices. Home Ministry said in a statement that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the central government has taken several important initiatives to strengthen the country's law enforcement agencies. Bharat Pol portal will significantly facilitate Indian law enforcement agencies, enabling real-time information sharing for faster access to international police assistance. The pre-budget consultations chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 concluded in New Delhi today. The consultations were held over a month-long period and started on 6 December last year. In the course of the in-person consultations, more than 100 invitees across 9 stakeholder groups participated in the meetings. They include experts and representatives from farmer associations and agriculture economists, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, industry, economists, financial sector and capital markets. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as leader of the ruling Liberal Party. He said he will remain Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen. Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years, and Prime Minister for 9 years, was facing a rebellion from his own party members and also grew unpopular because of his policies. Making the announcement at a news conference in Ottawa this evening, the Canadian leader said he took the decision as despite best efforts, Parliament paralysed for months. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced the 15-member squad for India's upcoming 3-match ODI series against Ireland. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur and ace-pacer Renuka Singh Thakur have been rested for the series. Smriti Mandhana will lead the women in blue in Harmanpreet's absence, while Deepti Sharma will serve as the vice-captain. Richa Ghosh and Uma Chhetri will be the wicket-keepers. The ODI series will begin on January 10, with the second match scheduled for January 12 and the final match taking place on January 15. All games will be played at Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.